Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, I hope you're happy.
I mean, generally speaking, I'm quite happy.
Yeah. I saw somebody, I saw someone on Twitter or X or whatever. It's like, this is what it's going to be like for the next 2 to 3 years.
Oh,
so
boy,
just buckle up and settle in.
No. Listen, we got treated to games that matter, felt like they mattered in late Feb and March. I think we all realized the team would end up with some that didn't matter at all. And look, 3 weeks, Dean, 3 bleeping weeks. That's it. We were so close to playoff hockey. Mm-hmm. I just needed to tough it out for 3 weeks.
All right. I'm whatever the group wants. I'm
okay. Good.
I'm with.
All right.
This is what everyone is happy with. And there you go. Flames fall in Chicago again. Can't beat the Hawks.
I won. They added Bedard to the team that just had
Bedard,
handled them
Kane,
for
Tames,
the last five.
Keith, yeah. It's
that was Bedard's first game against the Flames.
It sure was, yeah.
So, I mean, a team that already had their number.
Yeah. It was also Landon Slagger's first game.
You're welcome, Landon.
Against the, if that's his first name. I think that's what it is.
He got the barn burner jinx today.
Yeah. I don't know what you call it. It's their karma or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think we went that hard on it. It's just Slaggert.
Yeah, we just sort of thought, hey, I haven't heard of your name before, bud. And sure enough, helper. And
have a hell of a night.
Nearly scored and thought he'd scored. And would have been the best Flame if he was not a net. Who?
He would have been the best Flame.
Yeah, I mean, you feel for Markstrom, don't you?
I mean, yeah.
Like, it's just. Right from the drop of the puck, he's under siege. They immediately gift him a 5-on-3. He's making big save after big save early. I'm not suggesting that, like, but think about his last time he played Chicago. He had to make 30-plus stops, 5 breakaway saves, and it was a 1-0 shutout, and they beat them. Like, that's what had to happen for the Flames to beat Chicago over the last 2 years. Markstrom literally had to hang a zero in a game they were getting thumped. They didn't exactly thank him for that effort with their play tonight.
No, it's 3-1 the final. Welcome to Afterburner. We are live from the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. You can go online, check out greyeagleresortandcasino.ca to see what's going on at the event center. Always something going on here at the casino. There's chances to win. There's incentives to get here and to play and to stay and all of that. We'll go through some of the events coming up. But for the purposes here now, it's a 4-game losing streak for the Flames.
Yep.
And 7 of their last 9. And you mentioned Markstrom, and I was kind of thinking in that, more so in the first, I guess, because
they
really
were
not very good.
Yeah.
They I don't want to say dominated. They definitely outplayed the Hawks for a good portion of the final 40 minutes, but for the first period it was
so when you're up 2 or 3
pretty
probably
bleak, yeah. Even when the
neutral.
Hawks are taking the foot off the gas, tells you. But I was wondering, for Markstrom, what's the appetite moving forward?
You're
thinking, probably going on a vacation. Probably safe to book that vacation now. Where are we going? We can wrap this thing up.
Yeah, there's one back-to-back left. I believe they go LA-Anaheim on the road. You know, on the Thursday, Friday, a few weeks from now.
Yeah.
he can start one of those if he wants.
Yeah, sure.
And then tell him to pick his favorite two rinks or jersey colors or whatever he wants. I don't know. I feel for him. He's had a monster year, and it's all it's done is kept the Flames from being in the bottom six or seven in the league, really, if you think about it, because they're ninth now, ninth, tenth, depending on results tonight.
And he was brilliant this year.
Like, he's going to get Vezina votes.
Yeah.
Like, not to win it, but he should finish third, fourth, or fifth. And if his team was better, he probably gets a little more run and would be a finalist. Like, that good of a year. Like, remember last year, they just lost so many games by one goal, and it was, you're like, is this guy broken? Mm-hmm. And, like, this is why you went and got him in free agency and gave him six times five, and he's been great this year.
Curious to see what happens, because they've got St. Louis coming up, and that's not an easy foe right now. They've been good.
They beat the Flames badly twice as well.
Yeah, they've got L.A., who very much has something to play for. Absolutely. Coming in on Saturday.
Yeah, they got Vegas trying to reel them in for the three hole, and depending on Edmonton, and they ended up getting a win tonight, but they weren't that far back of the Oilers for a two seed as well in the Pacific. L.A.'s got all kinds of things to play for, and they're looking like they're hitting stride under the new interim head coach and DJ Smith, the alternate. Yeah. Hiller and Smith, like, it's
because we've looked ahead at next month. You get into April, and then it's San Jose a couple times. You got the Ducks in there and the Coyotes.
Yeah, like, Ducks
those teams have nothing to play for, and you almost wonder, are they as dangerous as teams that have something? They're playing loose. They're playing kids. They don't give a shit.
Well, the Hawks tonight.
Yeah,
like that team's not playing for positioning. They're out there having fun, trying to, you know, a few of the young guys on the roster, see what you can do. It was not a pretty viewing tonight. That was not one that we're going to tell our grandchildren about, Dean.
Can you hear the music?
Yeah, it's thumping. Can they hear the music?
We'll get pulled off of YouTube.
I did tell them that if they wanted to play music, that they should go do that. It's the Grey Eagle, man. It's a party here all the time. Come on now.
It's the Grey Eagle. What are you going to do? Hey, what are you going to do?
It's a party. It's a party. It's a party.
Betway, highlight of the night. We were a little curious for a while as to what it was going to be.
I had a couple things we were going to have to stage.
Yeah, somebody thought maybe you should do some shooters or start smoking darts or
high
something.
High kicks on the stage, something.
But luckily, we do have a highlight of the night, and it's a presentation of Betway. Get the Betway app on your phone and bet the responsible way with Betway. And right now, you can get a free bet of up to $200.
Ooh.
If your first bet loses, you create a new account, scan that QR code on the screen, redeem your bonus, and then you place a bet, no minimum amount required. And if it loses, you'll get a refund of up to $200. You can use that money to bet on your favorite sports. Now, this offer only available outside of Ontario, so get that QR code and open your account, get it going, and they're taking care of you. So it's pretty straightforward tonight, but here it is, your Betway highlight of the night.
Goes to the front of the goal. There's Beagle with a shot. Scores! Well, there's traffic in front of Mrazek. And Mackenzie Weegar picks up his 17th goal of the season to get Calgary.
So there you go. You heard it right there from Rick Ball. 17 on the year for Mackenzie Weegar, another guy who has had a fine season. There's a few of them. You think about Sharon Govich, and you think about Blake Coleman, and right there, 17 for Weegar in what has been it's going to be a non-playoff season. But just take a look now. The Vegas Golden Knights had a 3-0 and 4-1 lead on Nashville. Oof. Nashville comes back and wins it in overtime, and Roman Josi gets that overtime goal. So with that, Josi now 19 goals in the season. Cale Makar has 18, and Mackenzie Weegar and Rasmus Dahlin tied at 17.
That's so wild. That
tells you where he is in that pecking order as far as D-men goal scorers.
If you had said that only Dahlin, Makar, and Josi would have more goals than Mackenzie Weegar, you're like, shit, that's a career year. And it has been. His career high was 8 before, so he's more than doubled it. That's a really, really nice offensive season. And, you know, sometimes when you see a guy jump out of the gates early, you're like, well, he'll cool off. But the way he's scoring is really impressive. He's finding, like, big crowds in front, putting a puck on the side. The goalie's not looking around. Like, essentially he's had a few ones where he's ripped it, but there's been a lot of, I know you can't see me right now, and I'm just going to put it on net. And it's not like, wow, what a skill, but it kind of is a lost art sometimes for some of these D-men.
And I don't know that we should be overly surprised, being he is, just by virtue of what the, where the team is at right now, he's one of the older guys. I feel like it, just watching, seeing him on the bench, seeing him with the, with his teammates,
yeah,
he has taken on a leadership role here.
More than others that I, yeah. And he's being paired with one of those young new D-men, yeah. And I feel like on that blue line especially, someone has to be like, okay, fellas, here's how we play. And he's not a veteran I've worried about.
No, and there's no visible drop off. He continues to score goals. He continues to perform as well as he would. There's still mistakes that he makes, but that's what comes with Mackenzie Weegar.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, in, especially now with whatever it is, how many games tonight was games?
What, so they'll be 11.
They got 11 games left.
Yeah, 11. Good.
It'll be on those guys to continue to try and at least push forward and think about the brand on the front of the jersey.
Yeah. So like. Aside from Weegar and Anderson, which guys were getting any NHL minutes, in the fall? Like, it's two NHL guys, and Shillington missed 20 months. We didn't know he'd ever be back. Never mind what he'd look like. He's been good. Great would probably be too strong. Given the absence, you're very happy with what you've seen. Miramanov was an 8 that almost never played, coming off major surgery. You know, Hanley's a waiver claim. Ahochiuk is hardly playing or mediocrely playing for the worst team in the NHL. There's no other roster he cracks. Pahal waiver claim. Like, on and on it goes here. It's been Weegar that's been the guy that's led them.
What were the minutes to put you on the spot?
Yeah, I got him right here. So Anderson goes 21-24. Weegar checks in at 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And that means Miramano's probably got a bunch. 23-43, because those two have been paired together. And that leaves Oliver Shillington at under 20 at 19. So Miramanov is, by virtue of playing with Weegar, he is now top two in ice time, and there's been a lot of games over 20 minutes for him. And I think that's another feather in Mackenzie Weegar's cap. He's not getting to play with anyone who's like 29 games before he arrived in Calgary, the last 3 years in the NHL. That's Miramanov. Like, you're literally helping groom a guy in the league.
And he's not a guy that's going to pout. Or built, you
know,
piss and moan.
No.
It's just, it is what it is, and he accepts that. So, Mackenzie Weegar brings you the highlight of the night. It's a presentation of Betway. So, you get the Betway app. Go and you get that free bet of $200 if your first bet loses. Create a new account, scan the QR code right there on the screen, and you redeem the bonus. Place a bet. If it loses, you'll get a refund of up to $200. You can use that money then to bet on your favorite sports. The offer is only available outside of Ontario. Thank you, Betway. Bet the responsible way with Betway.
Yahoo.
If you were betting on some overtimes tonight in the NHL, you'd have done all right. There was some free hockey tonight.
Some great games. Bangers, we said.
Some real bangers. We didn't, we never did say the Hawks and Flames were going to be, it was going to be a banger.
No, we actually.
And it was not a banger.
We politely suggested it might not be a banger.
But the other ones that we threw out, and even Rhett was like, I'm not sure, Detroit, Washington, it was a banger.
Yeah, and that's just like win, you're in a playoff spot, lose, you fall out of one. That's good stuff there. Florida at Boston, I only saw the first half, was awesome.
Total banger.
Florida was pushing around Boston. Jack Edwards was apoplectic. He didn't know what was going on. He's mentioning how tall people were because Bruins are getting beaten up. It was beautiful stuff. Panthers blew a lead late. And those two teams have been back and forth at the top of the Atlantic all year. That's the bad blood from last year's first round. New York and Philly, you saw go to OT. Edmonton, Winnipeg was a banger. What a slate.
Yeah. So Marchand fought Mikkola, the defense.
That's
so 5-9 versus
5-9 against 6-4. Yeah. Like, well, so when Zdeno Chara did that, were you mentioning you weren't? Okay, got it. Yeah.
Why do you hate Jack Edwards?
The King's Tea in the Salty Sea. Yeah.
We break back in 2 minutes. Hungry for more and the road ahead. We are live at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Greta, it's our home away from home for Afterburner. We'll be there for live watch parties throughout the season. Should be your spot regardless. Before, during, and after the game, grab a cocktail, something from the menu, let the games begin, or maybe you get into the game yourself. Over 50 arcade games from vintage to state-of-the-art. Load up some credits on that Greta game card of yours and get at it. Greta Calgary, located at 213 10th Avenue Southwest. Check them out online, gretabar.com.
It's nearly the best time of the year. Playoff hockey is around the corner, and I'll tell you what, the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino is the place to be. Cheer on your favorite teams with us at the Stage Bar. Enjoy the big game, one of those huge screens over the bar with friends, drinks, and delicious food. Let's go visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca for more information. Now, while I've got your attention, let me tell you about the happy hour at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Let's make the most of the day and spend your afternoons with great drinks and food. Join us at the Stage Bar and Blaze Bar and Grill for our new happy hour every day, 2 till 5. Enjoy food, drinks, all starting at $5. Make the most of your days. Visit greyeagleresortandcasino.ca for more information. If you're thinking of buying or selling your home in the Calgary area, there's one guy you've got to talk to. That's Derek Newman of the Derek Newman Real Estate Group with CIR Realty. Buying or selling doesn't really matter. Derek does it all. He's a volunteer in the community, active in sports around the city, whether it's golf, curling, huge Flames fan. So talking sports or talking about the real estate market, definitely give him a shout. He's approachable, trustworthy, and hardworking. Also, Derek's got a pretty vast network. He's even got access to some homes often that aren't even on the market yet. And you can ask him about his complimentary home staging consultation as well. Buying or selling, call him or text him right now at 403-619-6661. Derek will make it easy for you. Get Derek and his network to work for you. That's Derek Newman. Email him at dnewman@cirrealty.ca. More post-game reaction right here. We're back on Afterburner.
3-1 Hawks beat the Flames. That's now, I was looking, because they've had, the Hawks have had their number. It is 5 of the last 6 games have been victories for the Blackhawks between these two. The lone Flames win a 1-0. So they scored one game and scored one goal and got the win in that
Needed,
game.
Needed Markstrom to hang a shutout in a game they were awful for their only win over 2 seasons against the worst or second worst team in the NHL.
Is there anything, Peter Mrazek, fairly routine night for him?
Yeah.
It's not a concern, but as we now continue, we're going to get out of March, we're going to get into April, and these games obviously are going to matter either less and less, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
Is there any concern that he wasn't busier? You obviously would like to have tested him a little bit more, but there was just not a lot there as far as quality scoring chances.
No, especially in the first 40 minutes. It's early, you get him a lead too. And like, I didn't think Mrazek had to sweat much. In the third, it looked like they started to make an concerted effort to get more traffic in front of him. And there were some tips and redirections and looking for rebounds. But God, I don't know that he needed to sweat in the first 40 minutes. That's way too easy for a team that's as young and inexperienced and as frankly as bad as the Hawks have been this year. To not really test the goalies, not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, it's not a concern. I just wonder when you play St. Louis in a couple nights, if you couldn't get through the Chicago, either, you know, the pressure in the neutral zone or whatever, if you couldn't get to Mrazek, how are you getting to Bennington?
Well,
St. Louis is significantly stronger.
There has to be a better effort. That's all there is. And, you know, it might be time to start. You know, we saw the line blender out, and that's what happens when you get down 2-0 and you aren't generating anything. But, look, you can have a veteran have a night off here. You can recall a Jacob Pelche if you want. You can staple someone on the fourth line that hasn't been playing well, but like, the coach's job is to extract a much better effort than that.
Yeah.
That's what they'll be working on for Thursday.
I wondered about that because it is a 2-game trip. They're back on Saturday to play the Kings. So does that have anything to do with not bringing Pelche or doing anything in that regard? Because I was going to ask you about the Backlund line, because we talked about it on the other show.
Yeah.
Do you move some guys around? We've kind of picked on Mangiapane fairly or unfairly.
Tough year.
But I thought that was a quiet line. Many quiet lines.
There, I was going to say.
But I thought
it was not a loud line.
That should be – that's a line that you lean on
sometimes,
and it did not see much there.
No, they just didn't create enough when this game was close. When you're down 3-0, I'm not really going to hip, hip, hooray if you create a scoring chance here or there. Like, the game's lost at that point, 99 times out of 100. When this game was swinging in the balance, they weren't good. No line was good. No pairing was especially meh. Like, you got outplayed by the second worst team in the NHL. All fronts.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again. Again. For the second time in three tries this year, and for the fifth out of sixth in the last 2 years.
We'll do some Hungry for More for DoorDash. I would think there's any number of things we can go to here. But DoorDash, it's restaurants, it's groceries, it's pharmacies, it's bakeries, and more. Ordering's easy. You open the DoorDash app, choose what you want from where you want, and it shows up right outside front door. And right now, limited time only, you can get 25% off, zero delivery fees, and your first order of $15 or more. Download the DoorDash app and go with Nation25 as your promo code. Nation25. Hungry for more. Where to begin?
I mean, I liked that Jacob Markstrom tried hard.
Yeah, I mean, you know what it is?
It's, I didn't see anyone that did anything that impressed me tonight.
Which leads you to, it's the other, just hungry for more.
For give everyone. A shit,
perhaps.
Yes. And I'm hungry for more kids. Like, if Kuzmenko's going to suck, staple him. If Huberto's not going to be invested, staple him. Like, just, you know, yeah. Like, I'm hungry for some fresh blood. Not that there isn't lots in this lineup, because there is a lot of new guys and first-year players and, you know, guys that have played in the American League, but not the NHL a lot. But yeah, I mean, what do you say on it like tonight? That was one of their worst two or three games of the year, probably. And the other one happened to be in Chicago, too.
They got rolled up by San Jose.
Yeah, at home.
That was not a good game. And this one for sure. They're
yeah, and they lost in Chicago. What was it? I want to say in January or something. They were awful.
Without a pulse.
They finished that gauntlet run. And then, of course, it was Chicago that teed off on them. Bah.
Yeah, and you go last year, there was the game against Chicago. Kadri really took it between the eyes from fans and from us.
Last couple of weeks, they're still in it.
I don't think it was awful. Yeah.
Like 2-3 turnovers, one shift, brutal.
I don't think this is to that degree.
No.
But it was even to the extent where if losses are more valuable than wins, if you're on team tank or whatever,
yeah.
There was still a little bit of fellows. How are we doing here today?
So, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty flimsy, but I'm hungry for a little bit more give a crap, a little higher register on the give a crap meter going into St. Louis.
I'm hungry for that draft lottery ball machine to start spinning around in the first week of May, sometime between periods in a second round matchup in the NHL playoffs. Let's get that thing whirring. That's what I'm hungry for.
Just break your heart.
Fucker on right now.
Just going to break your heart.
Oh, please.
The Calgary Flames are slated to pick 13th, and they will pick 13th.
They're up to 8th, and they've got a 6%, and they've been passed and will drop down to 10th.
That's right.
Oh, you bastards.
Can't wait. It's DoorDash for a limited time. Nation25 is the promo code you can use to get 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. It's DoorDash that for the win. The road ahead for Village yes. Honda, we've kind of been laying it out here for you, but
yeah.
We will get into it here for our friends over at Village. It's as though Honda designed the CRV for Calgary and its unpredictable weather. No matter what the conditions, the CRV sits atop the pack among compact SUVs. You'll feel confident behind the wheel of your CRV as Honda has included a plethora of driver safety features that come standard. So the road ahead is...
You know, I'm just looking at the inverse standings. I'm just
the gateway,
so excited.
The Gateway City, the Gate, St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the gateway to the West. Sure. Yeah. It's the gateway drug, St. Yeah. Louis. Once you go there, it just spirals and gets worse.
That's why guys always stay. You hear the guys loving
St. Louis. St. Louis, 6 o'clock puck drop Thursday night. They return home to play the LA Kings, who you noted have a lot to play for here and have looked a little better. Boy, it's been a streaky season. You think about that 16-17 game. Undefeated run on the road, then the miserable losing skid that gets Todd McClellan fired, and now starting to see a little more stability. They had a big win the other night against, what was it, Vancouver last night.
Right.
So that's a team that's had some quality performances of late. Ducks roll through on Tuesday to Calgary. In a normal hockey market with a normal hockey team, you'd say, ha-ha! It's one of the worst three teams in the NHL.
Right.
Watch out for the Flames that night. But again, the Flames have been swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets in their season series. They have lost 3 of 4 to Chicago, and they're 1-1 or 0-1 with San Jose. As good as they've been against good teams, they've been straight shit against the worst in the league. So the Ducks roll in Tuesday, and then they're off to Winnipeg for a one-game roadie. That's the next week or so.
So there you have it. That is the road ahead. If it's pre-owned you're after, then Village Honda. New, pre-owned, whatever it is, Village Honda is your hookup. All makes, all models, all budgets. Over 90 units on site, 500 more inside the dealership group. It's why Village Honda is and should be your dealership for life, located in the Northwest Auto Mall. Tunes are good.
Sorry, did you say you wanted me to high kick? I couldn't quite hear that with the music.
I was saying we're going to
Team Tank.
Okay. Another quick one here. We'll come back with your questions. If you have one for the fellas here at the Grey Eagle tonight, you can pump it into the chat either by way of Facebook.
I do have an inverse standings update.
I knew you would. We're at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. If you want to check out what's going on inside the event center, go to greyeagleresortandcasino.ca. We'll have more coming back. 2 minutes. We are well into the winter months now, and you can feel it, can't you? That urge to get away. Maybe some beach time to warm up those bones of yours. Maybe a hockey sports kind of road trip. Well, when you pack your bags, make sure you don't forget Alberta Blue Cross. There's only one thing better than sharing memories, and that's making new ones. Alberta Blue Cross travel insurance protects your memories and more wherever travel takes you. Visit ab.bluecross.ca/travel for more information. Alberta Blue Cross, celebrating life's memorable moments inspired by hockey.
Hey guys, it's Pinder chatting about Charm Diamond Centers. Did you know that Charm's been Canadian owned and operated since 1972? And there's over 85 locations coast to coast to coast with Charm and their sister brands. Get this now. You want to get something custom made? How about custom ring building delivered in less than 4 weeks? That's unreal. That is the Charm Masterpiece program, and they've got unbeatable pricing policies as well. Whether it's mine diamonds or Canadian lab-grown diamonds, check them out. For more information, go to charmdiamondcenters.com. That's charmdiamondcenters.com.
All right, gang, listen up. It's time to learn the pro pose. Coach?
Bend and snap.
Beautiful form. Nice arm extension. Facial expression, I could use some work. All right, let's see it. The pro pose. What's that guy doing?
I think that's the bend and snap.
That's a whole different deal.
Charm, home of the pro pose.
Oh!
The only thing sweeter than the taste of victory is starting your day with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart from Wendy's. But there's no reason you can't have both now that Wendy's and Daily Faceoff Fantasy are giving you a chance to win weekly prizes all season long. And hey, even if you make a few wrong picks, at least you know you're heading to Wendy's right now for a $5 Cinnabon Pull Apart and a small coffee. It's a great choice. Sign up for the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool sponsored by Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Let's get back to the hockey talk. Afterburner returns.
Here at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino over at the Event Center, Ari Spears coming up April 12th. He, Mad TV, stand-up, funny guy.
Mad TV,
he's got a great he's got a great Shaq impression.
He's got a witch.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, okay. Very
basketball
good.
Player.
Yeah.
Tall.
Do you have a favorite Mad TV sketch, by the way?
Not particularly.
I loved Lowered Expectations instead of Dating Service. That felt ahead of its time.
It was
Lowered Expectations.
That was always a Friday night deal, right?
Yeah.
Mad TV. Everclear sister Hazel, a little early 90s kind of mainstream rock.
Yeah.
A little Santa Monica with Everclear. Yeah. Sister Hazel. I thought I'd figure it out. I can never remember what the name of that song is, but they had one. I don't know if they qualify as a one-hit wonder. Either way, they're both going to be great. They're going to be at the Grey Eagle. And then he sold out immediately the last time he was here. I think it was earlier this year or late last year. And then I think they added a show and it sold out. But he's coming back. Ice Cube, April 27th.
That'd be fun.
Guessing it will sell out again. So get after it. All tickets for events at the Event Center here at the Grey Eagle. Go to Ticketmaster.ca.
Sweet.
And go to their website, greyeagleresortandcasino.ca, to see what else is coming. See the Wheel of Fortune is coming up. All kinds of things. Always going on here at the Grey Eagle, the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. We'll get to some questions. You've been,
Oh.
He's very excited. while we were away there. Pinder has been doing math. He's been jotting things down.
Counting.
We have red, black, blue, and green ink on your notepad.
The green is just the data we need for inverse standings. So I can confirm the Pittsburgh Penguins win today and gain 2 points. I can also confirm the New Jersey Devils win today, gain 2 points. And Seattle is up 4-0 on Anaheim. That game's still very early, but four on the Ducks feels safer than, say, the Avalanche down by four at home.
So were the Flames usurped by anyone tonight?
Yes. Pittsburgh is now a game over 500 while the Flames drop to 500, and a Seattle win would move them to 500. They're tied for eighth in the inverse standings if Seattle gets a win tonight. And
there you see.
I mean, there is definitely a percentage of the fan base that feels this way. Team tank.
So the tank is on fire, but that's good in this instance, right? Or if they started winning, would the tank go on fire?
I just think we need tanks. Well, if you're embracing the tank, it's like a crocodile video. It doesn't really matter if the guy gets bit or not.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy you're happy.
Hey, look, it's not going to be a fun 3 weeks for Flames fans. There is not going to be partying in the streets. There will not be an outdoor viewing party with 10,000 people. But the red lot,
what was that called?
I think that was what it was called. But looking more at this draft, there are five defensemen that are in a lot of people that make scouting top 10 lists, in the top 9, 10, 8, depending where it is. This franchise desperately needs a good young defensive prospect that could be a one, not that could be a toolsy third pair, run your power play, not that might be able to eat minutes and be physical, but would max out at a 4 or 5. They need a hard number one star defenseman. There's as many as five available in the top 10 in this draft. That's going to be the calling card of the draft after Celebrini, is the number of defensemen at the top. You get in the top 8, you get a really good chance to augment your prospect profile with something you don't have, which is a star prospect on the blue line.
There it is. So you're the Kraken. You're all about the Kraken. But
yes.
It's pretty, I mean,
8 seems as high as they can get, unless Ottawa wants to get on a heater here. I know Montreal is hanging on in the final seconds against Colorado tonight. But if you get to 8, you got that 6% cut at Celebrini. But more importantly, you just get to have one of the best 8 players or 9 players, if someone passes you from behind in the lottery balls, that were born that whole year, 18 years ago.
Maybe they can get a Sam Bennett.
See, I don't like that attitude.
I'm just saying.
Don't like it.
Morgan Klimchuk?
Morgan was not taken in the top 10. Sam was. Did you like Matthew Tkachuk?
Not anymore.
When he was a Flame.
Not anymore. Anyway. I just have to temper some of your...
Well, look, I mean, I'm not saying that you get in there and you can't make a mistake. It happens. We saw Patrick Steffen at 1 numerous times between 5 and 10 from the Flames in the mid-90s. They weren't as smart as they are now. It's still not a science. It's a bit of an art. Like, you need some luck. There are misses, but the higher you pick, the better chance you're going to start.
Let's get to some of your burning questions. Jack, we're going to rely upon you back running the mothership.
Mike, what shred of hope should the fans hold on to right now? I mean, have I not just laid it out?
Yep,
exactly
it
all the hope. I mean, look, it's neat to see.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
See, okay, what is Miramanov? What could Coronado be next year? But, you know, Zary and Postol, I feel like, are established now.
At least they got Coronado back in.
Yeah.
You know, Dryden Hunt comes out.
He'll probably be
back. I don't know about Ohochek. He goes in as Hanley fifth comes out.
You see what he is, right? I mean.
May as well play him.
Yeah.
But I do get it. Tonight.
It's a tough watch.
Tonight was a hard watch. It was. They were not very good. They go two men down early, and then it was a bit of a listless affair until they were better at 3-0 than they were at 2-0.
Yeah, it's almost like they went into the room and after 40 said, "This is BS. We got to work here, fellas." And then they get scored on, and then they actually did start to work a little bit. I mean, at 3-0, like, what are we handing out, a consolation ribbon? Oh, when it was 3-0, you had a couple of good chances. No.
So there's your hope.
There's your hope, yeah.
There's your shred. Do you honestly think Kadri will stick it out?
So, Jordan, Kadri doesn't control the situation at all. Like, if Nazem Kadri wants to make $7 million a year, he's under contract to the Calgary Flames. There's no not reporting. And so if he wants to move, he can politely ask. But the Calgary Flames have no obligation to move Nazem Kadri and really shouldn't unless it's going to help their team. And so Nazem Kadri sticking it out, I mean, he's got 5 years left in his deal. What's he going to do? Forgo $7 million at some point per year?
And I think he's been
good.
Again, he took some real shit last year at the
end
of the season.
And deservedly so. Probably,
and deservedly so. He and the coach, just the whole environment last year was not good for seemingly everybody. He's had a great year. He's had a very good year offensively. I don't think I certainly haven't seen a situation where you could question his effort or his commitment to it.
No.
So
he sometimes gets a little too sticky with the puck and doesn't share it enough. But I mean, that's been Nazem Kadri's whole career. He's leading the team in points after his character was called into question last year. He's had a monster season and he's helped usher in two players that you might not have even had on your radar as top nine guys in the system in Zary and Pospisil, given how meh the results were at the HL level. Like, he deserves a huge feather in his cap for his work this year.
Yeah. And I get it to a certain extent. He's somewhat of an easy target that way.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's done much this year to deserve that, which is not to say he goes into the offseason and says, "I don't want to be a part of a rebuild. I'd like to be dealt," which, to your point, is okay, great.
Cool.
But
so
easier said than done. So,
yeah. And so let's play it out. If you're Kadri and you say that, and I'm Kadri, I'm like, cool. You owe us 5 more years at 7. If I find a deal that helps us, I'll let you know.
Yeah, and I don't know where that deal exists.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. The great news is that he's playing well.
Yeah.
And if he continues to play well, that's great. But the bad news is that he'll be 34 in October. Who's adding a 34-year-old with 5 years left?
It's not a good fit in that you have a team that is clearly going younger, and he is an older player.
Yes.
Who is getting old. So these are two parties going in different directions.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
And that doesn't mean there isn't a way to find a fit elsewhere with him. But it means if he's going to be here, he's going to have to embrace that leadership teaching kids role, or it might get miserable at some point. But again, they've only been out of it for a few weeks here in terms of, like, your percentage is below 10 or whatever, where I think the players in the room say, okay, this is unlikely. Not a lost year for him.
It will be an interesting watch, though, over the final 3 weeks.
Yeah. And I, Yes, it absolutely will.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, Uyghur's one of the older guys in there. It's more Rasmus Anderson I've been more worried about the last few weeks.
I agree.
And I don't know how Rasmus is wired. I don't know him personally, but I bet he doesn't like seeing Miromanov run the power play and Hanifin running it the whole year before him. I think he's better than both those guys in that spot. Other guys are getting look-sees while he's waiting. And Lambert, the assistant coach, went out of his way to talk about him shooting the puck after their last game, their loss at home to Buffalo. There was a more concerted effort to do that. He had six shots on Sunday. Only one hit the net, I believe. Tonight, six shot attempts, five hit the net. And so that's a nice turn in that direction. But it is veteran watch. Like, who's got the pulled shoot here? And luckily, you know, we had this conversation 2 weeks ago. It hasn't really been an issue much. It was tonight.
How do you fix the power play moving forward? What do you do for next season? We get the lack of talent, but I feel there's very little movement.
Yeah, you change parts and you go back to the drawing board if you're Mark Savard.
I'll say this. It has been consistently bad all year. It hasn't had
14%.
There has not been a spurt where it goes on a 5 or 6 game streak where it's really good. It's just been near dreadful the entire year.
Yeah, I got to the point where they scored 2 in one game and it was like, whoa, that's the first time they've done that in like 2 months. And you're like, I mean, you should be doing that.
And there's
every week once,
you know, will Mark Savard survive the offseason? I honestly don't know.
Look, how much are they paying Daryl to not coach this year? And how much are they paying Daryl to not coach next year?
So your point is,
I don't think this owner wants to throw money away to bring someone else in to run a power play at 18%, which is better than 14%. And it's like, was Mark Savard brought in and like, this guy's an idiot and knows nothing? Or did he come in with a lot of hype and like, this is a sharp guy that's done good work? He's allowed to get better in year two, just like a player can. And this isn't the time in an organization's life cycle where I'm gunning assistants after 1 year.
The only, if someone becomes available, we know Jerome is going to be more hands-on next year. I just wonder between Conroy, Huska, if there's somebody. And the name just popped, Alex Tongay or somebody in that ether that becomes available. I don't think you just fire Mark Savard and then go hunting looking for a warm body.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
If there's an option that makes sense to them, then I can see it happening. But it's hard to defend it. It's hard to say give him more time because, and I've said it over and over again, they're middle of the pack in scoring. 5-on-5, just as a hockey team, they're not dead last, but their power play is near dead last.
And it's the high-end talent thing, man.
Somewhere there has to be.
Who can you put down for 30 next year?
There has to be some connection. I don't know.
And I would, my counter would be, wouldn't you have had Alex Tonga and Mark Savard in the same column in the summer this year? Like, oh, these are like offensively geared.
And I just threw the name out.
Shit with Alex Tonga. Like, not to say he's not a good coach. It's just, everyone thought Mark Savard was a good coach till he got here.
Yeah. Don't know what to tell you.
I mean, it's possible.
What do you think Rasmus Anderson's future is like here, or will he be on the move eventually?
So they can start negotiating with him on an extension a year from this July 1. So let's call it 15 months away. How competitive the team is, I think, will play a large role. And if you're starting to turn the corner, it's a much more appetizing place to be for anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you read articles about, oh, no, Hanifin's family said this and, you know, all these other things about guys. Not like, look, if you're winning, things are great. You don't want to sign up for rebuilds. So are you showing signs of coming out of that as you're negotiating with Rasmus Anderson? Have you landed a star in the draft?
Do you graduate
one of these kids that like a Brstevich or a Poirier or something? Wow. Look, all of a sudden, like, Wolf is a top 15 goalie in the league. Like, those are the types of things that I think are going to have more impact on Rasmus Anderson's ability to be re-signed than anything else.
Yeah. It's as much going to be who else is in that mix of, because right now it's hard to imagine the team without him because they've shed so many blue liners. But if they, like you say, if they draft somebody here and he becomes an everyday NHLer, if one or two of the prospects that they've
pop
that they've brought in. If they come in, then maybe he looks at it even less about, is there a chance to win? It's, where are my minutes? Where do I have a chance to play? I'm a fan of Rasmus Anderson. You drafted him, you developed him. He's emerged as a very good defenseman in the National Hockey League. Unless he has no appetite to stay, I'm willing to pay him to stay.
Yeah. And he didn't have the best pay me year this year, but you've seen it from him before. And, you know, we'll see what the market is for Demon. It's not like they're going to have the cap space to pay a guy if they like him.
I think go be
a star and we'll pay you. That's fine.
The last month with either rumors of trades or the eventual trading of defensemen at the deadline.
Yeah.
He looks like a guy who's been affected by it. Not in a good
way. Yeah. Well, and his minutes, he's not playing with a legit top four guy anymore. He was before. Like, he was paired with Mackenzie Weegar before the trade deadline. And now he's got Oliver Shillington, who's, I think, could be a great defenseman. Is not in Uyghur's sphere yet. It's a harder job. There's more minutes. There's less success. And winning sucks.
And I think was a relationship.
Not winning sucks.
There was a relationship there with Chris Tanev, too. I think that Tanev was very much a father figure to, which sounds weird because the age gap isn't that great. But still, this was a veteran guy who's been through a lot. I think that there was a real kind of a father figure thing there with Tanev and a number of them. And I think Rasmus has kind of shown that it's affected him more than the other guys have.
I think he's always been a guy that you never have to guess where his emotions are at. He doesn't hide behind this stoic sort of presence. You do see the way he's feeling, and he has come out and said some things. You're like, that's a little spicier than it needed to be. I'm impressed. Like, he's comfortable showing his emotions. Watching him, I'd be stunned if he wasn't one of those guys that kind of slumped a little.
Well, you saw
after
him,
you moved out the second pair,
do the javelin with his stick down the tunnel after the last game against the Buffalo Sabres. I think he's a guy that cares. I think he's a guy that really wants to win. I think that he needs this. Like, I think a lot of guys are going to. The sooner this season comes to an end for him, is probably the best for a reset and come back fresh next year.
And if you want a carrot for Rasmus, I still think he's their best guy to run power play one. And for whatever reason, he's hardly got those reps this year. Like, I understand wanting to see what Miramanov is, and I hope you've sold that well to Rasmus. But, okay, next year's training camp, it's not kick the tires down the stretch on new guys. Rasmus is your best guy. Start him on power play one.
Agreed. Who do you think our top three centers are going to be to start next season?
Well, it's Kadri Backlund and X, because Kevin Rooney, you need to find someone better than. Sharon Govich may or may not be down the middle. I think you'll be kicking tires lightly in free agency without sort of giving up the bag. Mm-hmm. And look, if somehow, some way you won the draft lottery, there's your center. But, I mean, that's very low probability. I mean, it's an area they don't have depth in. It's remarkable, like, the lack of center and top four type defensemen there are in the system. There's a lot of wingers.
It's the easiest thing is just to default and throw Sharon Govich back in there. But to your point, I don't see the Flames going to market to outbid teams to get a centerman.
Someone has to have a market collapse on them. Or they're just, hey, I'm 35. People think I'm done. I'll come in on a 1-year prove it deal. But I mean, they already have a 35 and 33 year old center. I don't know that that's like what you're trying to find is the hardest thing to get in the game. That's a center that's coming into his prime, that 20 to 24, like, it's almost impossible unless we start talking about a Jacob Markstrom deal, and that might be the key to unlock that door.
Did you mention Zeri?
I just don't know that there's anything that guarantees he's a center.
No, I just wonder.
You can bring him to camp and have him try, but I mean, he's not big. There are very few effective centers that at his size. I love his brand. I think he could be, it doesn't mean I don't think he can't be a great player. He's strong defensively, but I don't know that he screams center at me. I'm not like, damn, they got to get him in the middle here. Like, no.
Yeah. Which is why it's either going to be an older guy to go with the other older centers, or if it's going to be Sharon Govich again, because I know they've liked what they've seen out of him. It has not been a perfect.
No, it's been impressive how adeptly he's slid into a very tough role. It's also negotiation year for Yegor Sharangovich and the Flames, and suppressing his offensive totals by having him in the middle might give them a deal if they try to extend him this summer. But then again, you look at all those wingers. You can't bring everyone back. You know, if he's back, okay, that's another winger you've locked in long-term along the side, the likes of Coleman and Huberdeau and Zeri and Pospisil, and you want to have room for Pelche and Coronado. Like, there's just a lot of bleeping wingers.
Mangiapane, he is still.
Well, yeah. And so it's going to be an interesting offseason. I think a lot of it's going to be around that exact question, which is how do you get a center?
Frustrated Flames fan here from the States. So tired of always being mediocre. What is the answer?
Tonight was not mediocre. Tonight was dog shit. And that's how you get out of mediocre land. It's not always easy. It's not always quick. But Chicago's not going to be mediocre much longer because they got a mega stud in the draft. I'm not saying they're knocking on the door next year, but we understand what direction that's going there.
Where?
Chicago.
Well, he's not asking about Chicago. Well, he's asking about the Flames.
Right. So if you're tired of being mediocre, like the Hawks were, but you shed your veterans and you go try to find studs in the draft.
Okay. That's just an interesting way to look at it. It's just the Flames have always been mediocre. So
And how often have they picked in the top 10? Like, it was Monahan and Tkachuk, two top 10 picks that got them out of mediocrity. Both are gone. Along with Lindholm was a fifth overall before Monahan. Like, they need to go find impactful players again.
They, with how this season ends, if let's just say the eight hole, if they finish eighth, yep, they're not an eighth overall pick away from being a completely different hockey team.
Oh, agreed. They're worse than mediocre. So, my point. You're not mucky middle. You're going to pick this, in the top 10 again. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's how you do it. It takes time.
So just buckle in.
We thought it was going to be buckle in for 5 months of shit on November 1st, and it actually was 3.5 months of pretty good hockey, and the last 3 weeks are going to sting. But yeah, like, if you're expecting the Flames to make the playoffs next year, I don't know that you've been paying attention here.
But that's an important piece, though. I think this is team tank, and you lose a bunch of games down the stretch, and this is great. So now you've got this, you've got a first round draft pick that's in the top 10.
Yep.
That's kind of step one.
Yep.
In a way, or I guess maybe step two or three, because you've already moved out some UFAs. I don't know what you do with Markstrom in the offseason, but I'm just not as bullish as saying that. Okay, the motor's going to be started with the first round pick here in the top 10, and then it's just an automatic that it's going to happen.
Yeah, your eighth overall pick most likely does not even play next year. Right? Like, it would take that's not a safe bet at all that a pick at eight plays. So we're talking years down the road, but you've also got Vancouver's first. You also haven't moved Jacob Markstrom yet. That is your biggest trade chip. You've also got an unprotected pick in 2026 way down the road. And you can keep your top 10 pick if it is a top 10 pick next year. Like, this isn't about one piece changing this team from mediocrity. It has to be multiple seasons of shrewd asset management and strong drafting that get this team out of mediocrity.
Yeah.
It has to be.
To use Chicago's, the only reason I got a bristle there is
they're not out of it yet.
They have Connor Bedard.
Yeah. Yeah. They got a generational guy.
Right.
Yeah.
And they've been bad for a number of years.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I just look at Chicago because you've seen the whole life cycle. We remember when it was Daze and Arneson and how bad that team was at a half full 22,000 seat arena, and like how miserable that venue was. And then we saw them chip away. Okay, you get Duncan Keith in the second, you get Seabrook. Oh my God, Taves is amazing. You hit one lottery and you get a first overall, and it's Kane. Like, it didn't happen overnight, and that's kind of my whole point. But then also, when that all ended, they were mediocre for 5 years, and maybe they made the playoffs and they got swept by Nashville, or they lost to St. Louis, or then they just straight missed, and they missed again, and they just said, look, like, we got a hammer reset here. And the Flames never really got to those heights, but they also never really committed to collecting those young pieces that long. They would go add a Hamonic in the summer and give up a second and 2 seconds and a first. And you're like, you weren't a guy away. And then they go, oh, we got to spend money on James Neal. Like, you weren't a James Neal away. And, you know, there were 2 years that kind of teased you. They won the division 2 years ago, and you had the Battle of Alberta in round two. And then they had that year where they got thumped and shocked by Colorado as a one seed in the West. But the whole point is that this isn't a 1-2 thing, like asset switch. Like, this is a process that takes time. 2027 fall is a ways away.
Because that's the thing.
That's the new rink.
I mean, it's, yeah, which they have not.
24, 25. They 25, the 26, shovels, 26, 27. Then fall of 27. It's three seasons. Now, maybe you can thread the needle on some stuff, and you, instead of taking high picks from Markstrom, you take a 22-year-old that's not slotted properly, and you find the right team in a cap pinch to bring a player back. But it just has to be so well run here to make that time frame shorter than 3 to 4 seasons.
So I don't know if that helps the frustrated Flames fan. 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, but look, if they're young and they work their tails off, are people really going to be upset? Like, what you're upset about is a shitty effort tonight.
Yeah, this one's hard to look past.
Yeah.
This one's a tough one tonight. Good thing we're at the casino. Drinks are flowing. Noah, what do we do with Mangiapane? What kind of deal do we need to give to Shillington?
Well, I think Mangiapane's clearly on the block for the summer. It's just... You're selling a guy that scored 35 goals 2 years ago, coming off what's going to be a 14, 15 goal season. Like, he's at 13 now. That's,
and we talked about
don't,
it.
Don't get blown away by what you're going to get returns.
We talked about it on the other show, and you threw out the third rounder, and I was like, jeez. But if you're not going to retain money,
you can't trade him.
You really can't.
And if you are going to trade him, you got to retain. And if you're retaining,
yeah.
It's a 13 goal guy making $5.8 million. Nobody not wants that.
Ideal. Yeah, it's, and I don't know, and it's not even a situation where you should have handled it differently necessarily. No. It's just an unfortunate spot where his numbers have gone down every single season since that career year.
Yeah, so. It's dark.
And as far as Shillington, we've kind of talked about this over the last few weeks as well. It's some, I don't know if you want to call it a bridge deal. I don't know that you're going long term.
If you wanted to just, I think, really be fair, and both sides wanted to be cautious, like Oliver's like, well, look, I'm not really ready to commit long term yet, and the team's like, hey, we want to see more of you before we commit more term, the easiest thing to do would say, okay, well, the year you missed, you were slotted to make 2.75, let's do a 1 year 2.75, we clearly trust each other, have a great relationship, and that's kind of like the year we paid you to get better. Mm-hmm. You allow us that year back again, and we'll revisit at Christmas.
It's one of those things I'll be curious to talk to Conroy about once the offseason comes.
Yes,
what's the appetite? Obviously, I would think there would be one from both sides. You hope it's from the player's side. I think for
if there wasn't, I don't know that it would gotten this far.
But
they're not going to walk them and lose them for nothing. I think there's clearly a plan that both sides are in on. Whether there's a deal done or not, I don't know.
Maybe they would be more. Maybe there's an appetite for more than 1 year. Maybe they would go 3 years. It's so hard to say because you talked about it already. There's not a wealth of defense at the AHL level waiting to come in.
We're kind of doing the ghost roster for next season with him in there.
Yeah.
Like, we all think it's going to get done. It's just a matter of, is there a way to buy value here? But then you're also like, well, hang on now. You know, do we know that Oliver Shillington is going to be available for the next 24 months? We hope he is.
The other thing is, you're buying Oliver Shillington that suddenly isn't playing alongside Chris Tanev.
100%. We've never seen him in a top four role without Chris Tanev.
So
is he a five? Exactly. Or is he a four? So that's why I just keep going back to a one-year deal. And maybe you go find a Chris Tanev. Like, if he gets hurt and Dallas flames out early, maybe the market for Chris Tanev isn't what we all thought it was going to be in a two-year deal. I'd bring him back.
I think, yeah.
It's not like they don't cap space for it.
All right. Does that mean we're done? No more questions?
How are we doing, Jacko? It'd
be terrible if that was the end of the show. Damn it. Is a two wingers for a center workable for Calgary?
Who's missing two wingers? I think people are missing the point here. Like, wingers just don't hold value unless they're elite. Like, look at what the Vancouver Canucks got for Beauvillier. Like
centers,
a fifth rounder. And then Chicago moved him for a fifth rounder. Like, a fifth rounder is a ham sandwich in 4 years. It's nothing. And that's a guy that, like, Beauvillier's probably had 20 in the league. He's not a bum. He can help a contending team. Like, if you're not a stud winger, you can always go find wingers.
That feels kind of like a fantasy hockey thing. I'm going to do a two for
right.
one.
Yeah.
I'll slap a couple guys together who will help your team, but I really need the center, so that'll help. It's just centers are very tough to come by.
It's a much harder position to play. It's a far rarer asset. Like to think Kuzmenko scored 39 goals on the wing 2 years ago and was a throw-in on a deal, that there are no centers that get anywhere near 30 that are throw-ins on anything.
Yeah.
Obviously a bit of a unique circumstance there, but like it's what they're missing.
Don't think so. If it comes through, then it makes a lot of sense for the Calgary. So
Coleman
players.
And Huberto for Stamkos's rights. Tampa's got like what they got 15, 16 million they can and give no to those two guys, sheets, right?
Because there'd be definitely some RFA centermen that you could probably go out and sign to an offer.
That rate, you know what? You really want to pipe dream. Like that is probably one of the only ways you actually can go get a young center.
It expedites the process.
It does.
Gets you someone that you have far more intel on as far as what they're going to be as an NHLer. It's a positional need.
100%. And what you're doing is you're saying, oh, well, we've got 20 million in cap space. Let's overpay a 23-year-old hoping that we have a deal for 25, 26, 27, 28. And it's the prime of his career. And we just nabbed a center from a team that's strapped on the cap, which many are.
The last time they did that, it worked out really well. Ryan O'Reilly, forever a flame.
No, it could have gone worse. I'll say that.
It could have gone worse.
Depending on the interpretation of the CBA, the Calgary Flames could have given up all those picks to get Ryan O'Reilly, only to have the Colorado Avalanche claim him on re-entry waivers from the KHL. That was your worst-case scenario, and it didn't happen. Yeah. Colorado matched, so and then immediately sent him to Buffalo.
Let's not see that.
Or was it St. Louis first? No, it was Buffalo then St. Louis.
Today, Jack. It's got to be it. Chicago on a Tuesday. Oh. How many more years can Boomer do this if the Flames continue to be shitty?
This is years. I'm thinking months.
This, I mean, what time
weeks?
Is it? What time is it?
Days? Hours?
I've been doing this for a long time. Talking about bad power plays and no centers and who's going to play with so-and-so.
You know what's funny? It's like, even that team 2 years ago that won the division, it was Backlund, Mangiapane, Coleman, your second line, and they had to ram Cali bleeping Yarncroc down the middle, who's played wing his whole fucking career, just to try to like piece together a third line.
And I know
like
it's
with Toffoli and somebody else, it was like, fuck, even then they needed one more center.
It's hard, and it's hard to build that case because we know how it ends. But that was why, that was the Treliving thinking. Is we can have some depth at center. You get Kadri in. It just, that's what it was going to be, that you could finally go down the middle with some centers.
The problem is his star winger just looks like a guy.
Yeah.
Like if that guy's putting up 115 points, the last 2 years are very different.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know.
Kadri's earning his money. Markstrom's earning his money. Uyghur's earned his money.
Boomer.
Coleman's earned his money. Boomer's earned money. More than his money. Yeah. I mean, Boom's massive value deal at this point. The shit you've had to slog.
Incredible value deal, yeah.
One of the guys
how
the
many?
Top
yeah,
the has not term been earning his money.
On this deal is the shits.
Oh, God. It's the worst deal in NHL history. This is year one of eight.
It's like me and Wade Redden and Bobby.
Oh, Wade Redden's
my contract
6 years.
Sucks. My contract's terrible. That. That's probably going to do it, Jack. If you put another one up, I'm going to headbutt you. We appreciate you for being a part of it. Flames fall to the Chicago Blackhawks by a 3-1 score Thursday. It is St. Louis Bluffs. And
another big night in the inverse standings.
Yeah, I hear it. We are here at the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino. Go online and check it out, greyeagleresortandcasino.ca. Go to the event center, see what's going on there. In the casino, there's always stuff going on. Games, prizes, reasons to come down here, tournaments, you name it. It is here at the Grey Eagle Resort Casino. Maybe you want to do one of those. Hey, babe, guess what we're doing? We're going to the Grey Eagle. We're going to play some tables. We're going to feel the felt. We got a room upstairs. We're going to do the buffet. We got the lunch. It's always something.
Concert going on, a little comedy maybe.
Damn right. Damn right. Thank you, Grey Eagle Resort and Casino, for having us. We appreciate you. That'll do it.
Thanks for hate watching.
See you, buddies.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.